This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin and welcome to 6 Minute English. Today I'm joined again by Jackie Dalton and we're talking about smells and memories.
Hi, Kate. Yes, our topic today is about how certain smells can take us back to another time and place. We've all experienced the sudden flashback of memory and emotions that certain smells conjure up. To conjure up means to create a picture in your mind. Often we don't just remember something from the past, we feel exactly the same way as we did the first time we smelt it.
Yes, and for me the smell of mothballs takes me back to being in my grandmother's house. I remember exactly how I felt when I was 5 years old and went to visit her.
And for me, the smell of lavender reminds me of the house that I grew up in because we used to have a lot of lavender in the garden.
So here's my question for this week. Are you ready?
Yes.
As we grow older, does our sense of smell get better or worse?
I would guess that it probably gets worse along with everything else.
All right, well, we'll check your answer at the end of the programme. But first, we're going to hear from some people on the streets of London who are talking about what smells remind them of certain things. Listen and try to remember what specific things they say trigger certain memories. To trigger means to cause something to start.
Pipes, smoking pipes always remind me of Isle of Wight.
And bleach smells of Mallorca to me in Spain, being on holiday in Spain.
Old mud makes us the memories of old villages back home in India, you know. Smells takes us back memories, old memories, you know. Very beautiful and lovely.
Cigarettes, perfume and vodka from my grandmother.
They mentioned pipe smoke, bleach, old mud. And finally, the last lady said that cigarettes, perfume and vodka reminded her of her grandmother.
That's right. So let's hear more about how smells are linked to our emotions and memories. Let's listen to psychologist Professor Rachel Hertz. You'll hear the word triggered again. What other senses does she say can trigger a memory?
Compared to a memory triggered by seeing something, hearing something, feeling something, or the word for something.
She mentioned that memories can be triggered by seeing, hearing, feeling, or hearing the word for something. But there's something different about the way we're affected by those things and by smelling. Let's listen to find out what the difference is.
When it's the smell that brings back the memory, we experience that memory as more emotionally intense, we're more back into that original time and place, and actually our brain is more activated in the emotion centers than if it's any other cue that brings us to the exact same memory.
She said that smells bring us back to the same memory as the other senses, but we experience that memory as more emotionally intense. This means that we feel it more strongly. We're taken back to a certain time and place more convincingly than if a memory was triggered by another cue, for example, a photograph or music. And apparently this is because smell physically enters our brain and goes to the same areas where we process memory and emotion.
Now let's look at some smell-related vocabulary. There are many words in English we use to mean smell. These include fragrance, scent, aroma, odour and stink.
Yes, a fragrance or scent is used when the smell is a pleasant one. Perfume, for example, is often called a fragrance. Scent is also a nice natural smell. Aroma is often used when talking about food or drink in a positive way. For example, the wine had a fruity aroma. Odour, however, often refers to an unpleasant smell. For example, inside the room there was a distinct odour of sweaty feet. And we use the word stink when we want to say that something smells very unpleasant. For example, this house stinks of cigarettes.
Ugh. But going back to what we were saying about how smells conjure up memories, what's interesting is that smells only evoke special memories for us when we don't smell them very often. For example, if we smell coffee every day, it's not going to remind us of that holiday 10 years ago. Let's listen to the next speaker, James Watts. He's a frequent traveller and likes to pair up smells and good memories. He deliberately imprints memories of holidays in his mind each time he goes away somewhere new. How does he do this?
When I go away on holidays, I deliberately buy a deodorant or an aftershave, so in 5-10 years' time, I can smell this and it'll take me back, you know, like that. Within a second of smelling it, I can picture who I was with, you know, the food we ate, the music we were into.
He said that when he goes on holiday, he deliberately buys deodorant or aftershave, which he uses for the duration of the holiday. Then in 5 or 10 years' time, he can sniff the bottle and be transported back in time to that specific time and place. I've never actually heard of anyone using smell and memory to deliberately conjure up memories like that before, but I think it's quite a good idea.
Yes, I might try it when I go on my holiday this year. But let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today. We had conjure up, which means to create a picture in one's mind.
We had to trigger, which means to cause something to start.
We had emotionally intense, which means to feel something very strongly.
And the smell-related words, fragrance, scent and aroma, which generally refer to pleasant smells, and odour and stink, which are bad smells.
So finally to the question I asked earlier. I asked you if our sense of smell gets better or worse as we get older.
I said I think it gets worse.
And you were correct. Unfortunately, as we get older, our sense of smell gets worse along with all our other senses. But that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.